After Sandy hit, the federal government imposed a moratorium on certain foreclosure activity against homeowners whose properties were destroyed or damaged by the storm. But WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports some families are nonetheless having to fend off banks while also repairing their homes and negotiating with insurance companies.
Lori and Christopher Nunziato bought two small houses next to each other in Midland Beach, Staten Island, back in 2005. They lived in one house and rented out the other. Lori Nunziato, who was pregnant at the time, says the family hadn't planned on evacuating for Sandy until her husband walked outside.
And he went to the corner and saw the water coming from the beach. And so we kind of panicked, and I said, we need to get out of here, and basically told the kids, grab a coat, grab shoes, and let's go.
The family survived. Nunziato gave birth shortly after, but their houses didn't do as well. The homes have nearly been stripped down to their studs and need to have mold removed. Mud-covered toys and a handwritten prayer in child's writing are scattered near the driveway. And stuffed into the family's mailbox is a FedEx envelope from Bank of America, stamped extremely urgent. Lori says they could no longer afford their mortgage after the family lost the $1,100 a month their tenants had been paying in rent.
And obviously, in addition to having to pay rent, we really can't afford the mortgage.
The family had to relocate to a rental apartment in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. The Federal Emergency Management Agency covered 2 months of rent, but the Nunziatos don't expect to move back to their home for several more months. They need their insurance company to settle their claim before they can begin fixing the damage left by the storm. They've been approved for a federal low-interest loan, but are concerned about taking on the added debt. Bank of America has allowed the family to postpone their mortgage payments for 6 months, but Lori says that hasn't stopped the harassing phone calls and letters.
If the default is not cured on or before January 26, 2013,
the bank has refused to put the six-month grace period in writing, and Lori is confused and worried by the threats.
As such, the failure to cure the default may result in the foreclosure and sale of your property.
Late last week, Lori said one of her homes was padlocked. Tyler Soames from Staten Island Legal Services is representing the Nunziatos.
Yeah, there's a lock on her front door. You know, I don't know any more than you do other than to say that this is very common. We have at least half a dozen cases of this with people just in our office who have, you know, padlocks on both their doors.
Bank of America did not respond to WNYC's question about the padlock, but did say the notices were sent in error and apologized for any inconvenience. But that doesn't fix the bigger issue Lori Nunziato is facing, which is that at the end of her six-month forbearance, she'll owe nearly $15,000 all at once, and her house may still not be fixed by then. Legal advocates say ideally, families shouldn't have to pay back their missed payments until the end of the loan, so they'll have enough time to save. Soames believes the relief being offered by banks on federally backed loans is inadequate and will only postpone and not prevent foreclosures.
They're really failing to take into account the extraneous circumstances of the disaster. It's a very poor solution.
The Nunziatos are also receiving threatening notices from Citibank for a much smaller second mortgage. The bank recently refused to extend its forbearance past February. Soames says the family won't be able to pay. Citibank wouldn't comment on the particular case. While the Nunziatos fell behind on their mortgages after Sandy hit, many homeowners had fallen into default way before the storm. According to a WNYC analysis, more than 1,100 different properties in areas flooded by Sandy were in various stages of foreclosure as of early 2011. It takes on average 2 years to go through the foreclosure process. In Dungan Hill, Staten Island, 36 properties are facing foreclosure. One of those homes belongs to Deborah and Chris Severino. They live about a mile from the Nunziatos. Deborah says they've been fighting to receive a loan modification since 2009.
Either modify me or not. That, you know what I mean? Like, it's getting to the point where it's just driving you crazy. And then this hits. So now you're like really up in the air.
On the night Sandy hit, the water filled the couple's backyard and burst through glass doors, destroying a basement apartment that is now gutted and drying out. The family is waiting for an insurance company to settle its claim, and FEMA won't help until that happens. At the court's request, the Severinos have been putting money into an escrow account to show a good faith effort to pay down their mortgage. Deborah is thinking about dipping into it.
Do I take the money that the courts told me to put aside for the bank and take it from there and start fixing this house? And then the bank says, no, we're not modifying you. Get out. Or do they say, okay, we're going to modify you. Where's the money? Like, what do you do?
The Severinos have grown attached to their home and feel strongly about staying, but others may not feel the same way. Christy Peel from Center for New York City Neighborhoods is concerned that Sandy has tipped the scales toward homeowners walking away.
We're incredibly concerned about it.
The Center for New York City Neighborhoods was set up with help from the city. Its mission is to prevent foreclosures. Peel says over the last few years, most homeowners tried to keep their homes, but now people are dealing with houses that have lost value that they can't afford to repair.
These sort of added levels of stressors could lead to abandonment, and it'll be a real struggle for a lot of these communities to figure out how to maintain residence and maintain their neighborhood's character.
On May 1st, all protections against foreclosure are scheduled to expire, and banks will be free to move forward with foreclosure proceedings, sales, and evictions. But many families don't know whether they'll even be back in their homes by then. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.